I Just Play for the Story contains explicit language, probably not appropriate for kids. I'm Deborah.
And I'm Corey.
And this is I Just Play for the Story. And we're going to be talking about something a little bit different today because in America, gay marriage just passed in all 50 states, thanks to the Supreme Court ruling, which is pretty cool.
Hooray.
And by just passed, I mean 2 weeks ago, we've kind of had life happen. So we've been away for a little bit. Corey just moved to Delaware.
Fun times.
Yeah. Yeah, super great. but we're doing a bit of a different episode. There's a video out on Steam called Gaming in Color, which is talking about LGBT gamers and designers and voice actors and all sorts of people involved in the gaming community and how they really want to push for more LGBT influence in games generally. It's really interesting. I recommend anybody interested in it, check it out. It was on sale, but I can't imagine it's much more expensive than it was before. So
I think it's like $8 or $10 normally.
Yeah, and it's an hour long, so it's, I mean, I'd say it's worth it if you're interested in that sort of thing and you just have an extra couple dollars to throw around. So I'm just going to talk about that today. It should be good.
And for the record, I haven't seen it. I recommended it
yes.
to Deb because I saw an ad for it, but I have not watched it yet because I am lazy and poor.
Yes, which are valid reasons. Yeah, so Corey's going to ask me questions and I'll probably ramble on much longer than I should because I've seen the movie. So, good. Take it away, Corey.
So, what is the movie about?
So basically, they talk to a bunch of different people. They talk to somebody that either created Riot or works at Riot. I was having trouble following everybody because I don't know a lot of their names. There's another game designer. There's editors. There's a couple of people that are part of GamerX, and that's G-A-Y, which is, I think it's an organization to create LGBT friendly games and then kind of spread awareness for it too. And on a really cool note, one of my friends is actually in there, which is great to see him. And hi, Shane. So that was actually really cool to see. But they talk about everything from why they got into gaming, what was appealing to them, and then to how there really aren't a lot of gay characters in gaming. You do have games like Mass Effect. Last of Us had a gay character. Gone Home, which we've talked about before, had a gay character as well. But far and wide, you don't see a lot of LGBT characters in there, and it's kind of an issue because really we should have more of that diversity in games. So they go over that and they talk a little bit more about being a nerd and a gay person, which is kind of can be a little tough in some communities. And they also talk about online gaming because there's a lot of inflammatory language that's thrown around without really thinking about it. So it's really kind of cool to see all the different pieces of it. And you kind of look at it and like, oh yeah, I didn't really think about it that way before, but you are kind of right. Like that is an issue or this is something we should change.
So what's one of the like the stories that stood out to you from like the like growing up being nerd and gay, like one of those type of stories? Is there anything that jumped out or like made you, I don't know, like did it? I am a terrible interviewer. This is going
That's okay.
Great.
Did it make me break out a rainbow flag and like start waving around my apartment?
No, not necessarily. But I mean, you know, we're nerdy and we probably both had yeah. experiences growing up. Was there anything that like seemed familiar to you? Just the way that they, the stories that they had?
Yeah. So I should say that I'm bi. I identify as bi. So that's kind of why this interests me so much because like I said, I know I've seen, there have been gay characters. I actually don't know if I can think of any bi characters, which is another talk for something else completely. But as a kid growing up, I was really shy. I really kept myself. I didn't like talking to other people, but I loved playing video games. I knew that about myself. Like, I absolutely loved them, and I was really excited when my uncle bought me the D&D rule books, and I had no idea of what to do with them, but I was like, yes, I'm going to play D&D, and then 5 years later, I finally did play D&D, and it was, like, the best thing. But that made me kind of stand out in my class, and I didn't go through a lot of bullying. My school was very small. We didn't have a lot of kids to bully, really, but there was always that feeling of, like, you're not really like everybody else because you keep talking about, you know, Pokemon and RPGs and Morrowind all the time, like, nonstop, and it's kind of annoying your friends right now. So I definitely resonate with the people that said, yeah, I really, you know, didn't have a lot of friends, and people would kind of go like, oh, games. Yeah, those are cool, I guess. And then they'd switch to something else because they weren't really comfortable talking about it. And when I was a kid, I wasn't out. I didn't even really know who I was at the time. I knew that I was a geek. That was about it. But I'm sure that it would have been, you know, twice as bad trying to be queer and a gamer as at the same time. I mean, especially in a religious school where there's a lot of things that are already against you, that would have just been way harder. But like a lot of the other people that were interviewed on here, gaming was a really great way for me to escape. And, you know, if it was a shitty day, or if it was just like life is not where I want it to be right now, going into a game was awesome. That was a great sanctuary for me.
Yeah, I actually didn't have like a whole lot of bullying stuff when I was a kid. Like, I kind of had the same situation as you. Like, the schools I went to were generally pretty small. When I was younger in elementary school, I was very, very much more into games than everyone else. But I was also so, like unaware of how annoyingly addicted to games I was. I didn't really, like, and I was completely, like, unaware of kind of how human interaction is supposed to be.
Right.
I just, like, it never bothered me that no one else seemed to give a shit. Like, and I'll just keep talking about Mario 3 and all the stuff that I did. Like, I'm sure it was really goddamn annoying to everyone else, but to me, that was, like, the only thing I cared about when I was a kid. When I was living in Nebraska and there was, like, nothing else to do but play video games. And I wasn't allowed to play video games very much.
Fairly rural out there.
Yeah, I mean, I spent a lot of time outdoors because I could only play like an hour a day, like 2 days a week, 3 days a week. So I had very limited playtime, but that's all I would ever talk about. Like, there's journals where I'd like hang out with my, like, my uncles would come down and hang out with us, and all I would write in my journal is like what video games I played and stuff about Mario.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Ridiculous. But I never had like a bullying experience or anything, really.
Right. Even that separation still affects you because you know that you're not really fitting with the other people as well as they are with each other. I mean, there is so much about socializing with other kids your age or just other people or whatever. And when something that you're really passionate about isn't there for other people, that can be kind of shitty. And it's really kind of hard to like feel like, oh yeah, well, my opinion is really valued here, or they really want to listen to me. It's shitty.
Yeah.
You know, you should be able to find people that you like and you want to talk about things with.
Yep.
It was interesting because part of this movie was about being gay and being a geek, because there's a lot of, especially if you're a gay man, there's a lot in that culture that is very based on physical appearance and like being outgoing and being like very, there's still a lot of stereotypes in there, and there's still like a lot of what gay guys should be. And as you can imagine, if you're supposed to be like, you know, Channing Tatum all the time and like look like him and also be obsessed with health and fitness and whatever else and looking good and going to clubs, you know, somebody coming up to you and going like, oh my gosh, you know, like I just unlocked I know, the dual ether swords in Warframe, and I'm so excited because now I can go to Venus and play missions against the corporists out there. Like, you're going to get shut down right away. You're just not going to be taken seriously as a gay person. And it goes both ways, which is interesting because, you know, you have such different cultures, they don't really overlap that well. So you kind of, it's hard to fit in either, it's hard to be your entire self in either one of them if you can't find people that also overlap for you. And it's changing, but that's also like, I hadn't thought about it, but that is, you know, definitely a difficult thing.
Yeah, that's interesting. I never thought about that either because, you know, I'm straight and I don't, like, experience any of those problems, luckily for me.
Right.
So, yeah, I've never even thought about that before.
Yeah, and I've always been lucky enough to, like, meet people that were similar enough to me that I didn't really see that before. Like, once I actually got out of high school and met more and more people and met you guys and whatever, it really wasn't that big of a deal. It was like, oh, cool, we all like the same things. And then it's like, oh, and also half my friends also like women. So that's cool. We have that in common. That's good. That just, it wasn't that much harder for me to fit in with you guys, but I got lucky, you know. I know a lot of other people don't have that, and hopefully it does change for them.
Yeah.
Are you out of questions?
yeah, I'm thinking.
It's okay.
So you mentioned that there were like some developers and people like people from Riot, and I'm guessing like other indie developers.
Yeah.
Are they what are they doing to, like, are they just adding more characters, like more, you know, gay and lesbian characters, or are they trying to do more than just that to get more inclusion in games?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things that came up in it was like, I don't want to play a game as a straight guy shooting everybody and then having sex with a female character. And I can understand that. I think that's fair for really everybody. I would say that, you know, having the same cookie cutter character in so many games, because a lot of AAA titles pander to a straight male demographic. Not all of them, but a lot of them do, because that's what they think is still paying the bills. And I think that's kind of changing. But what they're trying to do is introduce characters that are like, this is the protagonist, and they are not that macho gay guy. They're like the lesbian, or they're the gay dude, or they're the transgender person, or whatever. And that's who you play. It's not something where it's just like, you can play this person if you want, but this is who you play, which is a much different setting of tone and perspective, which would make a difference too. And then as well as that, they go to, you know, they show up at cons, they do panels. I'm pretty sure there were panels at this year's PAX that were related to these issues. I don't think I made any of them, but I'm pretty sure I saw some of them on the schedule. And it's that sort of thing where it's not just about introducing new characters and sort of brute forcing your way in there. You have to really raise awareness and get people talking about the issues too. And I think that's what their other actions are right now.
Yeah, that sounds like you know, a challenge, especially on the internet, where people can be,
right.
You know, they can say that they're for gay rights and everything, but they'll still throw slurs around just casually.
Yeah.
So that's going to be difficult. I can't think of anything else.
Okay, I can. I can speak to a couple of the other points that they came up with.
Okay, go right ahead.
All right. One of the things that I thought was important that they mentioned was, you just said, you know, people throw slurs around on the internet, and they did talk about online gaming, because as soon as you sign in, it's like everybody's a fag, and that's not really something that should be thrown around anymore. That's not really something that should have ever been thrown around anymore at, you know, that time. But that's so common when you're playing with anonymous users and players. They're not really thinking about what they're saying. They're just saying words that they know are insults, but they don't think about how that affects other people. And being a female gamer, I never play with people I don't know, because I think it's frustrating and awful. And if I were to do that, I really wouldn't turn on my mic, because that makes me a target. So I thought this was also a good point, because there are a lot of, there's more than one demographic that really gets targeted with online gaming, because people are assholes and they don't think about things. And it's not enough to just say, like, oh, well, I have a right to say that. Yeah, you have a right to say that, and I have a right to ban your ass from the game or never play with you again. You know, it's that sort of thing. We need to start changing that mentality of, I can just say whatever the fuck I want because this is a game and you can't see me and you don't know who I am. And we need to think about, if I say this, the person that I'm playing with is probably going to feel bad and I'm ruining their experience, and that's not fair. This should be something where, yeah, you want to go and just play a game, so do other people. Be a human being. Like, that shouldn't be a hard thing to do, but you've seen that, so you see that all the time in online gaming communities. It's just toxic and awful.
Yeah.
It's shitty. And you can, you know, there are so many different slurs and insults and everything that it's not even just gay gamers or female gamers. I mean, it's pretty much everybody that gets shit on, so we really need to do a better job of controlling for that and, you know, changing that narrative too. Excuse me. So one of the things I liked that I've heard recently in the news was, like, the newest Dragon Age, for instance. And Dragon Age seems to have been doing a good job, like, introducing gay characters, which is cool. They have a transgender character in the newest game, I think. I don't play that series yet, so I'm kind of behind. But, like, these are kind of cool things to see because they make your gaming experience a little more diverse and colorful and, like, what you might see in real life nowadays, which is awesome. And that's a point everybody in this video was trying to make, was, like, games are so fucking far behind the times. Like, they need to catch up and stop making the same old storyline all the time and, like, actually introduce this variety, which is absolutely true. And we can even go further and we can make it, you know, central to our podcast, where you don't want to do the same story over and over and over again. You would not want to play those games over and over. It would be boring. So if you can introduce new characters, yeah, of course do that, because that's something that reinvests you into that game, into that plot, into that development, whatever it is. And you'll come back and say, oh yeah, I would like to play this game again, or I'd like to play more games by this person because their stories are so good. I think that should be just as much of an argument as anything else, you know. If nothing else, make your story more appealing and more diverse.
Yeah, more diversity is definitely needed in games. Just having those different worldviews in there and having different characters can open up the story and the plot and the game mechanics.
Right.
Just by having those things in there. And it can, you know, having those different characters in there can also hopefully help, you know, reduce some of that hostility, because you'll have those experiences with those other people that aren't just, you know, generic white males with no personalities,
right,
running around shooting everybody. You brought up something else and I just lost what I was going to say. God damn it.
Yeah, I know exactly how that is. It's a Friday, it's after work, it's been a shitty long week, so I totally understand.
Yes, it has. And I still have one more day.
Yay, weird work schedules. I was actually going to ask you, I mean, I think we both probably heard from different people, like, games should just be games, we shouldn't be changing them and modifying them for different people and whatever, and we had a way different discussion about games that just offer you to see the cutscenes and maybe skip combat if that's too hard, if you're spastic like me and you can't get your hand-eye coordination straight, so maybe you can't get past a certain combat scene and see the cutscene. And I kind of heard that idea of, like, no, you shouldn't make games for the lowest common denominator. You should make them actual games and fun. And I think that's something that you hear in this issue too, where if we try to introduce games that are more female friendly or gay friendly or anything like that, people immediately go, like, well, I shouldn't have to play that game because it makes you uncomfortable. But that's not really Corey, you're a good example. You're a straight white dude. I mean, are you threatened by these games? Are you, like, threatened by the idea that you might have to play somebody so different from yourself?
No, absolutely not.
Right.
I mean, I would definitely... gaming is not a zero-sum activity, and it's not a zero-sum industry.
Right.
Like, having these games, you don't have to play every single game that comes out. You don't have to like those games,
right.
But having them available and having more people being into your hobby is not a bad thing. I think, like, nerds in particular are so inclusive mm-hmm. because, like, you know, we were, like, a white male group for so long, and we were, like, a kind of white male minority, and that kind of, like, made us, I don't know, like, we were very much, like, we should stay nerdy and repressed and, you know, feed off this anger that everyone seems to have for us, but that's not how nerds are anymore. Nerd culture is normal.
Right.
It's not weird to like video games. It's not weird to be like really into, you know, comics or comic book movies or movies in general or any of that stuff. And having more people be a part of your culture. Yeah, it's, some things get dumbed down. Like games aren't necessarily as hard as they used to be. They can be, you know, have overly long tutorials, whatever. Mm-hmm. But we have so much more types of games and so much more interesting games than we had. Like, I love the Super Nintendo games and the NES games, but I think games out now are better.
Yeah.
And it's because we have more diverse people making games and playing games and buying those games. And if we can diversify even more, we'll have even better games moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it's a matter of, people can be resistant to change, for one thing, and then people can also be uncomfortable with things that they don't really embrace wholeheartedly. And I think that's a lot of things. I mean, you can say this for a lot of different subjects, but for people that say that they're gay friendly and they're supportive or whatever, you know, even 5 or 10 years back, you would see people saying, oh yeah, of course, I'm so supportive, but then they would vote against marriage for gay people. And it's something where it's easy to say one thing, but if you're not really comfortable with it, if you don't really feel like that, it's going to show up pretty quickly. And that's kind of just, that's what it feels like with these stupid comments and these just ignorant things of like, well, I don't want to have to do that. Well, then don't do it. I mean, it's not like nobody's forcing you to do that, but you could open yourself to an experience and really enjoy it. You know, I shouldn't be the worst thing that ever happens to you in your life. That could be awesome for you. You don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you'll never know unless you experience those things or be around people who have experienced and you can, you know, share in their stories.
Absolutely.
Like, that's how we grow as people in any experience, and, you know, that sort of, you know, gender stuff and sexual stuff, like, that shouldn't be included in that whole narrative of human existence.
Yeah, I mean, that seems kind of obvious, but I don't know, maybe it's not as obvious as it sounds like when we're saying it. Shit, I was about to say something. Now you gave it to me. Oh, man. It was a good thing. Oh, I know what it was. Okay. Yeah, so I was raised in a religious household, and, you know, LGBT people were not exactly, they weren't really talked about, and if they were, it was not the most sensitive way of talking about them. Nobody was like an outright asshole, but there was just like some weird things said about LGBT people, and you kind of like internalize that and you like grow up with it, and then you eventually have to become an adult and kind of shake that off. Otherwise you can't really function in life, because those are crazy values to hold with you for the rest of your life. That doesn't make any sense. But having come from that place, I mean, I feel funny talking about this sort of thing, because to me, a lot of these issues, I don't see them as like affecting me. And I know they do more than I see them, but I tend to be thick skinned and I don't really get offended very easily. I've made my share of off color jokes about my own demographics that I belong to. So I often think as well, like, oh, well, is it really that big of an issue? I think that's what I'm trying to say, really, really messing it up. But the point is, like, there is that idea of, is it really that big of an issue? And the answer is yes. If you are growing up, even today, when we've just passed gay marriage, and we have all these things that are, like, progressing towards civil rights and, you know, more encompassing rights for everybody in the country, and it's exciting, there are still teenagers that are growing up, there's still adolescents and children that are growing up, and they're LGBT, and they may be in a place where they don't see other people like them. Like, if they lived in my town, they probably don't see other people like themselves. And when you're playing these games that are always the same character, they're always straight, they're always whatever, they're always a stereotype, it just reinforces that idea of, I'm not like everybody else, I'm different, and that's probably bad, and I will never find anybody else. So introducing these characters and these themes and things like that is sending a lifeline out to other people that may not have that in their lives and saying, oh, look, you are just like blah, blah, blah character out here, and it's okay because they're okay. And, you know, like, they're dealing with their issues and they're being accepted, or they're overcoming their struggles or whatever it is. That's important to see, especially if gaming is your refuge. It's really good for kids to see that. And I think that's, you know, that should be the answer to anybody that asks, is it really that big of a deal? Is it worth it? Of course it is. You know, we're showing kids that they're not alone. They're okay, and they're going to be okay, and they've got other people out there that are like them, you know. I get frustrated because I think that way too, and I know a lot of other people do. So it's not even like, it's not one type of person that just thinks that way, but we need to really be conscious of that too. There's a huge impact that you can make with just adding somebody else, adding a character that's not like everybody else. You create a little role model for the players that you have.
Yeah, and treating that player and character seriously, right, and not as like a, you know, one-off joke or a running gag or a stereotype.
Yeah, exactly. That's just as, yeah, that's a really good point. You can't, it's not enough to just introduce, you know, a cross-dresser and be like, oh, they're hilarious. And, you know, if they're hilarious for whatever other reason, fine. But if they're hilarious because you don't understand the type of person that they are, that's not the joke, you know, that's not okay. So it should be, I think it's interesting. I think things are going to change, I'm hoping. And I hadn't really thought about it, but yeah, the gaming community is pretty far behind still, unfortunately. And I think it does definitely needs to change. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that we could be doing differently.
I agree.
Yeah. But I just wanted to actually look back on our previous episodes. We've had a lot of really different games to talk about. I don't think any of them have been that related to each other from one to one. But I do want to say, I mean, we tore apart Gone Home pretty badly, but it was because the story was not up to our standards. It wasn't because of the message. And I think we said that in the episode too. It's a great game if you're coming out and you feel like you're alone. I mean, that's awesome. If that's what you take away from it, great. Cool. We said what we said for different reasons. I just wanted to clarify that so it doesn't seem like we're gigantic hypocrites.
Yeah, it was a shitty game.
Yeah. It can be shitty for other reasons, not because of the message. But yeah, I think that's really all I have to say on the movie. The movie, again, is Gaming in Color. And definitely go watch it on Steam. It's really cool, and you'll probably see a lot of, like, I saw a bunch of games that I want to go and check out because I didn't know they existed. So if for no other reason, go see it for that, and then find out if you can kind of be part of, like, raising this awareness and helping indie gamers that are trying to make new characters that really diversify the community and reach out to other people.